And welcome to another motherfucking episode of the Quaid Thinks Podcast. Welcome to 2021, motherfuckers. I am sorry it's been so long since I've done a podcast. I'm just happy to be back, dude. I'm happy that some people are going to be listening to this, dude. I'm happy that shows are going back off. The weather hasn't been that terrible. And happy you guys are listening to this today. You guys are really going to enjoy it. Before we get kicked off, I want to give a shout out to Smith Music. As always, DJ, you're my fucking hero. I love you, sir. Also want to give a big shout out to Ironclad Custom Services, first responder owned and operated. My boy Cat Brown is the captain, one of the captains of the Houston Fire Department. They've got some awesome screen printing, laser engraving, all that cool stuff, man. Wedding season is upon us. If you want to get some good shit for your groomsmen, that's your dude. I'm telling you right now. Also want to give a big shout out to Texas Gypsy Shirts, keeping me looking fly when I'm not in a black band t-shirt. Can get whatever fucking pearl snaps you need. Larry Joe Taylor's coming up for us in September. He will have a booth there. If you've been to LJT, you know the pearl snap guy. That's exactly what I'm talking about, dude. Find them on Instagram, eBay, all that good shit, dude. And here with me this week, the man, the Murph, the legend, Jake Murphy.
Hello, everybody.
What's up, sir?
How goes it, man?
It goes, dude. It goes. It's I got to see you a couple of weeks, or I got to see you last week, but
yeah.
But it's been a minute, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, we obviously COVID happened. Well, I'm not gonna fucking dwell on that forever,
right?
But like, fuck, it's good to be back.
No doubt, man. Yeah, we were up in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, which is your neck of the woods last week. Got to hang out for a bit, which was sick. But yeah, man, definitely glad to be over all that bullshit and back on the road touring.
Well, yeah.
Playing full shows, man. The whole half full rooms was ass, but
word.
Glad to be back.
Hell yeah. Dude. So for people who don't know, Jake, you run on tour, on tour outdoors,
yes,
which is super fucking rad. Of course, you're tour manager for Cody West as well.
Yes.
Of course, this last weekend you were in Paul's Valley at the Noodling Tournament, bro.
Yes.
Did you were you able to get a little bit of that going on for the on tour? Because I saw the picture of you and Cody both of them big old fish, dude.
Yeah. So that was actually a picture from last year.
Ah, and, okay.
Yeah, and I actually did not get to noodle in Paul's Valley last week, but. I did go a few times this week. I took Dylan Wheeler out, and unfortunately, we didn't get on any fish, but we got a good sunburn. That's for sure.
So. Hell, man, a good day on the water is better than a shitty day on land.
No doubt.
Yeah,
we got some guests.
Hell yeah,
we rolled in.
Had some people roll in. No worries.
Sorry,
no, life is good, dude. Life is good. Yeah, bathrooms are important. But so. You know, of course, I grew up hunting. You grew up hunting, man. But what was the inspiration to do the on tour outdoors? You're like, when did you like, fuck it, dude? Let's bring guitars and guns together.
Man, so I guess whenever I started with Parker back in 2015, he had a ranch out in Crockett, Texas, and we would hunt out there a lot. And then we brought in Co, and then Mike Ryan started to come. And so after that happening quite a few times, I thought people would enjoy seeing what we did when we're not on stage and doing that sort of shit. And so just kind of had the idea to mesh the two together and see how that went. But I didn't necessarily want it to be like your traditional hunting show style, like, yeah, we're waking up at 6:30 and we're heading to the deer stand, you know, stuff like that. So
I love the flow of it, dude. You're right. It's not like there's no like fucking secondary commentary.
Yeah.
I love how the music is integrated. It's super fucking natural. It's not abrupt. It's not aggressive.
Sure. Yeah.
Like,
man,
it's what you want to see in a hunting show, but it's fucking organic. You know what
sure.
I mean? It's not like, I got the pig coming on.
Yeah. That's the thing, man. That, when I was first getting started and trying to express my idea to folks, I was always super adamant on it being, you know, organic and it being us and not filtered or scripted or, you know, and we do have to edit things as far as, you know,
content,
language and stuff like that. Yeah. We don't, you know, we kind of cuss a little bit here and there, and some of the guys don't necessarily want that blasted all over the place, which is fine.
So right, I mean, to each their own, man. You gotta crush teeth and nut your ass.
Sure. So, I mean, that aspect of it, I guess, would be the only thing that you could say is borderline even thought about while we're filming. But besides that, man, it's just, you know, whoever is filming, whether it be, you know, Stubb or Chris or Wesley or whoever, just kind of stay in the shadows and just capture what's going on, and, you know, hopefully the folks enjoy that.
Hell yeah, dude. What do you think has probably been the coolest animal that you guys have been after? Obviously, we've seen episodes with the Axis.
Sure.
I don't know if you're putting them on or what's going on, but I know that you went on a black bear hunt with a couple of bad asses not too awful long ago. Like, what's been your most, like, most fucking prized quarry, if you will?
Dude? Sure. So the black bear episode is coming out. We've got six episodes on a hard drive right now, getting edited by a guy named Jacob Keel.
Shout out to Jacob Keel.
Yeah, shout out. And so we're going to drop all those. The black bear hunt will be on there. But to answer your question, man, the black bear was cool. I felt kind of sleazy about it just because, and this is no shade against this style of hunting, because it's literally probably the most traditional old school way of hunting. That's using dogs. Yeah, but when I got to this tree and there's 20 dogs around this tree barking up at this bear that's like looking down and shit from panting and running however many miles it took for it to get treed, I don't know, man. I guess I'm kind of softy. You know, I was looking up at it and I was like, ah, dude, this is tough. But I was there, went ahead and shot it, and it was cool and great and all that stuff, and the experience was dope. That was definitely not my favorite hunting experience though, dude. As far as that goes, turkey hunting is just, I know I can do that shit in my backyard, but goddamn, it's fucking awesome, dude. That is my absolute shit.
Hell yeah.
I turkey hunt as often as I can, and that's, I mean, when I'm not.
Have you ever gone after one with a bow, dude? I've seen videos of people.
Yeah, sure. So I teamed up with Bear this last year, and so I've been trying to pump them some good content and stuff out. So I guess I shot two this year with my bow.
Hell yeah.
So yeah,
that's what's cool. Up, dude.
And then last year for my birthday, this what wasn't really a OTO trip, but Co actually bought me a elk hunt for my birthday last year.
So it was in Mescalero, right?
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm from that area originally. Nice. I grew up in Capitan, right there, just over the fucking hill.
Sure.
So, dude,
it's sick, dude.
So like, right there north of the Mescalero Res, it turns into the Lincoln National Forest,
and
that's where we elk and deer hunted when I was younger, and like.
It's an incredible place.
But there's no baiting in New Mexico, and there's no whitetails, or at least not in that area. There's a lot, it's all mule deer, and so we just fucking pack in horseback, dude.
Yeah.
And that's the way we hunted. And fucking we'd go 20, 30 miles back in that shit through a day, you know, and make it, you know, maybe get one, maybe not, you know, come home. But that's what we did until season was over, dude.
What you just said about baiting, man, that when I agreed to go on that bear hunt, I was told that I was going bear hunting with my bow. So in my mind, you know, I'm from Tejas, dude. We bait the shit out of stuff. So
corn feeders are like
I'm thinking I'm going to be hunting over some fucking donuts or a goddamn sugar cane or some shit, you know, with my bow. And when I found out that was not the case, I believe we were in like on the way there. I was just like, kind of like, fuck. But, you know, again, like I said, I was there, it was me, Co, Gio, Dre, Greg Medina, a few other guys. Man, just an awesome group of dudes. Had a lot of damn fun. But like I said, the actual hunt itself was not my favorite experience. It definitely wasn't a bad one.
Right. But no, I completely understand, dude. So for everybody who knows me through the podcast and through the fucking world in and of itself, you know, I've got my necklace, dude. It's also Black Bear Closet. And my granddad shot this there not far from the Mescalero Res.
Nice,
and
nice.
The same style of hunting. You know, they had the dogs treat him, and then my granddad gunned him down.
Sure.
So you're right. It's super traditional. You know what I mean? And I would love to go, you know, bear hunting, do it the same, you know, and I would love to do it the same way. But I'm with you, dude. When you're at the bottom of the tree looking up, like there's, I love you, dude. See you in a minute. You're good, dude. You're good. But you're right. There's that moment where you're like, fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, if you've ever accidentally ran over a turtle and you care about life, know the fucking feeling.
Sure,
you know what
dude.
I mean?
And this is going to sound weird, but man, that bear had it was kind of like human characteristics, dude. Like the way it was looking at, I don't know.
You ever watched that Brother Bear movie?
I'm thinking about that shit as I was drawing my bow. I was like, man, this is kind of fucked, but whatever. And again,
at that point, I mean,
people can say what the fuck they want, but you're in too deep.
You know, and we're like, going in. Yeah, we're good. We're so this time we're doing mountain lions.
Dude, now fucking, I have no problem counting
same,
dogs.
Yeah, same.
That's totally different, you know what I mean?
Right. When they brought that up.
Now my dream bear hunt, dude, I want to go to fucking Canada, which I can't go to Canada because of I have legal issues previous and what all. I actually can't go to Canada. But if I could even go to like Montana or some shit, dude, I want to set up on a trail and I want to spear one of them motherfuckers.
Yeah, so there's dudes in Wells,
set up in little tree stands and fucking drop a big old dagger on a motherfucker.
I don't know if you've ever watched that guy, but if you want to watch some absolute crazy shit.
He's the dude who killed that bear with the blow dart, right?
Yes,
dude. I've seen a few of his videos. I'm not super familiar with a lot of them.
He's the man, dude. He's his video in. I doubt you'll ever hear this, Tim, but if you do, man, no shade at all. But his videos are sort of, I guess, dull in a sense of, like, the commentary and stuff. And this dude's doing the craziest shit in the world, but the commentary, he's like, yeah, the black bear came in and I shot it through the heart. I'm like, dude, how are you so calm right now? I'd be freaking out. But I don't know. It's cool as shit.
Well, we're probably just a little more animated people.
Yeah. True. And he's probably done that shit for 20, 30 years. Probably more than that. But right. I don't know. But anyways, yeah. That's OTO and all that stuff, man. The road, Cody West.
Yeah, dude. I was about to say. So when you're not out in the fucking field, my dude, and you're on the bus or in the van or in the sprinter or on the stage, like what's it been? How's it been? Being back.
It's been phenomenal, dude. Well, I take that back. When we first got back and we were doing like 50% shows
and
like
half capacity,
and social distancing bullshit, it was whack as shit because you could just tell that the crowd wasn't enjoying it. Like, and even myself, like, dude, I'm not going to go fucking pay for a concert and then sit at a table to watch that shit. Like, that's fucking ass out.
Right.
If I'm going to go to a show, I want to drink beer and I want to be up the stage and I want to enjoy the music.
Yeah, or if I'm going to go to a sit-down show, it's the right venue, the right
exactly.
artist.
Exactly, yeah. You know like, I mean? when we're playing, like, honky tonk bars for 50% capacity, it was fucking shit. But
yeah, it's called a solo acoustic show, something like that. Right. Totally fucking different. But exactly. No, y'all, we're here to fucking rock and roll.
Sure, yeah. So, like, theater style shows were all right, but still it was, you know, just a little odd. But now things are back, dude. I guess they've been back officially maybe 2 months. That could be way overshooting, could be way undershooting. I don't know. But I feel like the last 2 months shows have been fucking badass. We've gone to some cool spots and played some cool shit. So things have been dope. I guess to elaborate on my role, I'm Cody's tour manager and I do his onstage sound, which for those of you who don't know, I just run the little monitors that are in their ears. And that eats up basically Wednesday through Sunday or Thursday through Sunday. And besides that, I try to be in the woods. Right now it's a little tough because it's summer and it's hot as shit.
Fucking
really,
it is.
Yeah, and you can't really hunt a lot. So I noodle right now, but that's coming to an end here pretty quick. Going to be too late. But June, August, into September are fucking tough months, dude. Very bored. Very.
But thank God it's active musically.
Yeah, thank
you
God,
know what
dude.
I mean? Like that's busy season for musicians.
For sure.
You know?
No doubt. So we've got a fat Colorado rig coming up. What's up, Travis? We've got that run coming up, and then we've got a few more that are pretty long, good runs. So hopefully that'll eat up the majority of that downtime. But yeah, man. Once September hits, of course, Dove, we'll hit that probably 2 or 3 days, and then go chase some elk, and then
dude, quail hunting is my fucking shit, dude.
Dude, I've never been quail hunting,
bro. Dude, maybe it's just because I used to do it with my granddad so much, but like, it's my fucking shit, dude. I love quail hunting.
I mean, dude, I love eating them. Like anytime I've ever eaten quail, I'm like,
it's
oh my
shit,
god,
dude.
Yeah, it's
quail,
phenomenal.
Quail eggs, fucking,
sure.
It don't matter.
Yeah, sure. And but I mean, I've never been in an area to even seen. I don't even know if I've ever seen a quail. To be honest, scratch that. I was hunting at the beach ranch in Post, Texas.
Yeah, I bet you saw some wild whites over there.
Yeah, and they rolled up.
Dude, fucking, you know, also my name started with a Q, quail started with a Q. Like, there's a little bit of the connection there.
Sure.
Growing up with a weird, like, letter name. You know what I mean? But my granddad was a wildlife biologist as growing up. My mom had me pretty young, and so my mom went to college. My grandparents raised me for a few years.
Sure.
And, My granddad was a field researcher during the summers, and then during the school year, he was a professor at Utah State University for a while. And so I learned a lot from him growing up. And then we moved from Utah to Tennessee, and he taught at a University of Tennessee. I don't know what the fuck the school is, but they've got an orange for a mascot.
Tennessee Vols, baby. What? Shout out Volunteers.
Hell yeah. But
I grew up in a town called Selmer, which is in McNary County, southern Tennessee, right north of Tupelo.
Hell yeah. Yes. So we lived in Jackson, Tennessee.
Yeah. It's between right up the road. Yeah.
So, but I was little, like kindergarten, but I've still got some very vivid memories of a lot of that shit. But so, you know, and my granddad is still, he's the head wildlife manager and a range consultant for Cannon Air Force Base in Clovis or Portales over yonder, eastern New Mexico.
Yeah,
I love the hunting, dude. I love it.
Sure.
So, like, you grew up hunting too, like, or did you? Like, what brought you outdoors? So
that's what I was about to say, man. So my father and my grandfather, neither one of them hunted necessarily. They weren't against it by any means. They didn't. It just wasn't something that they did, but they both owned land. Nothing huge. I'm good, buddy. Nothing huge, but they both owned probably 200 acre plots, which, you know, like I said, that's nothing huge, but it allowed the opportunity. Yeah. And it allowed the opportunity for me to at least get outside, you know, shoot coyotes, rabbits, all and shit. So it definitely gave me a taste for it, but it wasn't pushed on me ever. And then when I got to high school, I kind of quit doing that, sports and shit like that. But when I got out of high school and I moved to Stephenville, I don't know. It just kind of, the older I got, the more drawn to it I was, and the more, you know, challenging styles of hunting I wanted to try out. And, you know, noodling, I was drawn to that. I saw that. I was like, damn, it looks fucking awesome.
That's some cool shit, dude.
Yeah. And so, you know, I just, for some reason, the older I got, I was just drawn to it, man. And then, you know, being involved with music and getting to meet the amount of people that I get to meet, that's kind of opened doors to, you know, getting to hunt places and getting to go hunt different things and stuff like that. So
are you going
to
start fishing places? I know a lot of artists, you know, Krager, Will, a lot of places, you know, got some coastal shit going on, you know what I mean? I'd like to see some deep sea fishing with that too, dude.
Dude, so me and Larry Joe, we've discussed this many times. Joe. Dude, you can't, man. So real quick, back to my
Go ahead.
Career. No, you're fine. I went from Parker McCollum to Larry Joe for a short stint, probably 8 or 9 months, and then I got with Cody. So me and Larry Joe had a lot of time spent together, and when I was teaming for him, man, we just drove back and forth to Port A all the time, just, you know, doing shit like that. And it was fun, dude. Larry's the shit, man, but he is the coastal king, brother. You know.
Yeah, no, he's the Jimmy Buffett of our world.
100%, dude, and he fucking owns that shit. So me and him have discussed it many times. He's got a few pals that charter and all that shit. So if I ever do it, and I say if because I don't really like to fish rod and reel, man,
Are you a fly fisherman?
I do. Nice. I like to fly fish. If I'm going to fish, I'm going to fly fish. Or the only other scenario that I'm down to fish in is if we're on like a kayaking trip. Like, I guess 2 years ago, myself, Shiloh Powers, Colton Harris, John Park, and Donnie Mack, we took a trip down the Devils, and we did 32 miles down that over 3 days, and it was fucking badass. I mean, obviously that area is fucking sick.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, and so that's basically the only excuse that I will use to, you know, rob real fish. But
hell yeah. No, growing up there in Reynosa, dude, there's a lot of small streams and rivers, and so fly fish that too, but then there's a couple lakes where, you know, we'd rod and reel for trout, you know, off the shore.
Sure.
So
that's
like
sick, dude. That's
fishing to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm jealous, man. That area is so fucking cool.
Dude, it's a blessing and a curse, man. Growing up there's super cool because you learn to appreciate the outdoors. You get a little bit of hippie in you, you know what I mean? But I was raised by, you know, predominantly ranchers, cowboys like that, so you get that shit kicker in you as well.
No doubt, yeah.
You know, so you learn to appreciate the land and agriculture and all that. But the way New Mexico's government runs, dude, it really hurts the land and the people who actually take care of it. You know what I mean?
Right.
But on top of that, the economy in general is just garbage, man. You're making $12 an hour. You're top of the fucking food chain kind of deal. You know what I mean? And it's I was blessed to be able to grow up there. You couldn't pay me to move back there.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm so glad I got out when I did. You know, God bless my friends that are still there. I'm glad I got homies there. I can call them. I'll be like, hey, dog, fucking, where's the bonfire tonight, bro? I hadn't been out in the pines in a minute.
That's it.
You know, my granddad still got land up in Alto. I got a house up there and stuff like that. But, yeah, dude, moving to Texas, dude, finding the music scene saved my fucking life.
And you moved straight to Lubbock.
Yeah, I did. I got out of prison and was offered a scholarship at Texas Tech and was like, fuck it, let's go there.
Yeah.
And so I moved to Lubbock.
Yep. I remember meeting, well, I don't exactly remember the instance.
I don't remember meeting you, but, like, that either.
Yeah, it's just like all of a sudden I had this friend named Quade and I saw him in Lubbock all the time and that was that. But, yeah, man, it's been, I guess I've known you, what, six years, 5 years?
Dude, five, six, seven, some shit like that.
I remember a specific instance. Me and Parker came to your house over there in Lubbock. You were living over there with Danny.
Yeah, and I was living in that Adobe house on the south side.
Danny Sadger and Dalton Domino and all those guys. And we partook in some extra curricular activities out there, and it was a blast.
Dude, that pecan orchard is magical.
The orchard, dude. Up, yeah, I'm glad you caught what I was referring to.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. I miss it every day, dude. I miss the flatland, man. Yeah. I would love to go back. Actually, I was talking with Danny the other day, and I was like, dude, I've got to come home. And like we're gonna smoke a fucking pork butt or a brisket something.
That day was the only time I've been around that guy, and I remember him playing this song. It was called West Texas Panhandle Girl, or
yeah.
Holy shit, dude! And I didn't know he played or sang or anything. He just like picked up the guitar and started, and I just remember being like, dude, what the fuck? Mad talented guy.
Dude, the motherfucker's a songbird.
Dude.
You should, dude, next time you see Danny, because you will see Danny eventually, dude. He's just one of those dudes. You've got to ask him to play Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
Danny, I know you are going to listen to this one day. Probably not any time this year. But when you do, you know you got to play Alice in Chains for me. This dude is fucking on another level.
Yeah,
Danny's out is highly, highly underrated.
No doubt. Yeah, dude. Shout out. I remember me and P had him playing in the van for quite a while after we left that day. But
how did you get with Parker, dude?
Dude, this story, this is kind of a cool story. So I was going to Tarleton State and working at Chili's. And when I say going to Tarleton State, I mean that in the loosest term you could possibly think of. I was enrolled.
Oh, you had student ID?
Yeah. But as far as that goes, man, I wasn't doing a whole lot. But I was working at Chili's, didn't really have any sort of direction or know what I wanted to do. And then a kid from summer camp that I had talked to in 10 years. What's up, brother? Come on in, man. Oh, he's outside. I think he's about to go.
No worries, dude.
But summer camp kid. Met this dude named Will Moss in summer camp in high school. Didn't talk to him for like 6 years. All of a sudden, he rolls through Stephenville. He's like, dude, what up? I'm in Stephenville. I'm going to come over. I was like, all right, whatever. I was literally smoking like a pound of weed a day, not doing shit with my life. Will comes over. He's like, dude, there's this songwriter competition going out at T-Birds. Out at LJT. And I didn't give a fuck about songwriting or music or anything. But Will wanted to go. It was a bar. So I was like, all right, bet. So we go out there and Parker's competing and I hear him play Meet You in the Middle and then he played Permanent Headphones and I just remember being like, holy shit, man, this kid's got salt. And then he says something about being a pot-smoking college dropout in his set and I was like, well, holy shit, that's fucking
exactly. He's talking about right. me.
Yeah, and so after his set, man, he was outside smoking a heater and I bummed one off of him and we smoked some cigs for a minute and I was like, dude, you know, you still smoke, I'm going to go home chief and you're more than welcome to swing by. He's like, yeah. And, you know, we exchanged numbers or whatever and I didn't really think anything of it. Then I left and shit, I don't even think I got out of the fucking driveway and he was hitting me up wanting to come to the house and smoke. So I had him over and we ended up getting really high and hung out all night and he stayed over and we played golf the next day and just kind of became buddies. And then he was like, man, for you allowing me to stay at your house, if I win this competition, I'll just pick you up in the van. You can go in and get an artist wristband drink for free at LJT, which for a 20-year-old motherfucker getting to go in and drink for free at LJT.
Yeah, dude, with the artist band?
That's a golden ticket.
Dude, yeah, dude. But
So come Wednesday morning, I'm on the fucking curb with my little backpack, ready to go to fucking hell. Right. So he picks me up that day. We go, and for some reason, they had this crazy fucking run booked that week. They had to play LJT, then like shoot over to Capitol Bar in Fort Worth, play that gig, then like that stupid ass run. Anyways, he asked me to come drive. I was down, obviously, wasn't doing shit else. Went and drove. On the way back, he was like, yo, dude, you should be my TM. I was like, I have no fucking clue what that is. He was like, well, my agent Trey can at least like run you through some shit. I was like, all right, cool, man. And the rest of the, you know, the sound shit and the in-ear stuff, I just kind of picked up along the way from, you know, guys that know a shitload more than me and that actually went to school for it and that are actual pros instead of, you know, faking it like me, you know. But
hey, dude, fake team, make it, right?
I'm telling you, yeah, you know, guys like Yo-Yo with Co or Joey Prusky with Cody Johnson.
Yeah,
he's
not even a fucking
sound guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, Joey plays bass.
Alex was about plans for sound. Like, I mean, like.
Yeah, dude. And a lot of these guys, man, they all got fucking crazy audio engineering degrees and all this shit. Yeah. I'm just over. I fucking no musical background, nothing like that.
Yeah, it still sounds right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I mean, dude, I feel like that's a super overrated job. Like, people.
I worked a little bit of sound, dude. And I'm going to tell you right now, I know I've got a good fucking ear. I'm not sucking my own dick here.
Right, sure.
But, like, that shit's hard, dude. I was offered a couple. I was like, "Hey, dude, why don't you come fucking work sound for me?" And I was like, "I'm gonna tell you right the fuck now.
Yeah,
for what you're gonna pay me, you can get somebody better.
Sure.
Like I'm gonna be like, you deserve it. Like, homie, like, don't take me out on the road with you guys.
Least
like,
yeah.
If you want somebody to sell your t-shirts, drive the van, book the fucking hotel room, I could do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking wreck people off of stages, fucking collect money. I got you.
Exactly. You know? My main gig, I would definitely say, is keeping the flow of the run or the tour or whatever you want to call it upbeat and happy.
Keeper of the vibe.
Yeah, man, you know, and as far as dealing with venues or promoters or fucking radio people or whoever the fuck, it's just, you get some hard dick dude that fucking rolls in there and wants to boss everybody around, and, you know, it's just, yeah, things might go your way, but you're going to leave a fucking shitty taste in everyone's mouth, and that's
how you don't play the bar again.
Exactly.
By choice.
Exactly. And that's the rep you leave behind, and that's not us, man. We roll in, we try to be pro and easy and make shit work, and that's kind of where I come in. And
I've had the pleasure of knowing Cody for a long time too, and him and everybody in his camp, dude, fucking Kyan Beavers, fucking Ben, they're
awesome.
So laid back. You know what I mean? Like
that's the thing, man.
Like, straight, like, I mean, everybody's fun, everybody's a little wild, but like on a level of chill, you guys are fucking fringes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, I definitely try to keep it around there. And dude, us six, man, I mean, like, I know most bands that are on the level, and this might sound fucking arrogant maybe, but I don't mean it that way at all by any means, but like, I guess bands are that are like playing the level of shows that we play, a lot of those have, you know, 8-9 dude camps, and dude, if I can keep it us six for as long as I can,
why the fuck not,
dude? That's what I'm saying. We're efficient as far as anything besides stage and shit goes. We've got Clay that just fucking murders the game and everything,
and so it's not like you don't have enough homies in places if you needed security
thing,
somewhere,
yeah,
you know, or like, or help load it in or out, you know, you can be like, hey, bro, you know, hey, he's cool, you can come back here, help me roll these fucking cases.
That is one benefit of being as long as I have, like I said, you know,
dude,
I
know for a fact I've helped load out of many shows,
no doubt,
that I've just fucking attended and be like, hey, dude, you need help with the amps? Fuck yeah, dude, get up here.
Get your ass in here. Yeah, man, it's just, you know, shit like that helps, dude. You know, seeing faces that you know on the road is always a beautiful thing.
Dude, I think there's a lot of the beauty of the road, because it,
no,
you know, it's not fucking white lines, yellow lines, and truck stops,
yeah,
you know?
No doubt, yeah. Yeah, for sure, man. I would say that definitely plays a huge aspect in why I continue to do this. And, you know, dude, people that work in the industry that I work in, you know, I mean, if you're not an artist, you're never going to get rich doing this. But,
no, dude, it's all for the love.
Dude, yeah, and I would trade the lifestyle versus money any day of the week. I mean, dude, I have 4 to 5 days a week off that I do whatever the fuck I want and still make a living within the 2 days that I do work.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I would trade the money aspect for the lifestyle aspect any day of the week.
Yeah, dude. If you can't, I mean, they say you can buy happy, but can you?
I don't think. I mean, I'm happy as fuck. I'm poor as shit. So,
dude, fucking some of the most blissfully happy I've ever been is when I was just fucking broke and down and like been there. But like right now, like I'm not in a bad place. I'm not a rich man right now. But like, I got a little money in my pocket. Sure. If I want to buy a beer, or if I want to buy a fucking Coca-Cola, if I want to buy a cheeseburger, I can pay for that shit.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Which, there's been times I haven't been in that shit, you know what I mean?
Me both, brother.
But, like, I'm working a job doing something that, like, I love, you know what I mean? And, like I'm pretty fucking happy, and I'm with you, dude, but, like, I'm not gonna lie to you, I was given an offer not very long ago to go back out on the road, and I have some extenuating circumstances which did not allow me to really, like, be like, yeah, man, I can actually fucking consider this. But if you think my heart didn't hurt the whole damn time, dude, I called my girlfriend and was like, we would like,
right.
So-and-so wants me to go on the road. And she's like, you're fucking kidding me. Like, you've got to do this. I'm like, I can't. And this is why, and you know this. And she's like, fuck. And, you know,
that is tough.
Dude, but like, I'm with you, like, the lifestyle, man. Because once you live it, dude, it's fucking... You know, obviously, we're not in the military or anything, but it's like the Marine thing. Once a Marine, always a Marine. Dude. Once you've been on the road, dude, there's that, like, you're never really off. You know, you want to go back. You know, there's that fucking hunger.
After 7 years of it, I don't really know what else I could even go do. So, but speaking of all that, I did just get a text. We have rain coming in.
Oh, cool.
I have to go organize some bullshit.
Heck yeah. Well, before we go here, dude, tell us what we can find on tour outdoors, where we can find Cody West next.
On Tour Outdoors is on all social media platforms. The actual show itself is on YouTube. Check it out. Cody West, man, we're at Kane's tomorrow. We're in Roscoe next weekend. And then we're off to Colorado and Wyoming and all that stuff. So we're going to be out of state for quite some time. But you guys stay tuned and check the schedule and come out and see me, man.
Rock and roll. Well, dude, I love you.
Thank you for having me on, dude. Clay Things Podcast, man. I've been seeing his figures for like 30 years.
Dude, it's just guerrilla warfare, dude. That's all it is. But no, dude, it's thanks for hitting me up, dude. Every time you're around me, anytime I'm over your area, dude, we always link up, bro. Fucking, you're one of the boys. It's always good to see you, dude.
Thank you,
bro. Of course, y'all go check out On Tour Outdoors and Cody West anywhere you can. Buy fucking merch. That's what gets these guys down the road and gets fucking tortillas in the belly.
Absolutely.
That being said, shout out to my sponsors as well. Shake, you guys, or Smith Music Group. I'm sorry. I still love Shake. I love you too, DJ. Texas Gypsy Shirts, Ironclad Custom Services. You guys are all badasses. And this has been another motherfucking episode of the Quaid Things Podcast. Tell your friends, subscribe, leave us a rating on whatever fucking platform you're listening on. I love you guys so much. Hug your mom, pet your dog. Don't be an asshole. We'll see you all next time.
Peace.